Welcome to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the show for the influencer, entrepreneur, and boss babe. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. So today we're talking about Instagram and how to get your first 1,000 followers, which may seem like a lot, but my uncle Ron, yes, today I'll be interviewing my uncle, and he is awesome. He grew his Instagram to over 1,000 followers in less than 5 months. And I'm so excited to talk about this topic today because, to be honest, guys, I have been a little too obsessed with Instagram lately. And this stays on the podcast, guys, but I've enjoyed it over YouTube recently. And that's just because I've been so enthralled with their algorithm and learning how to use it. And I've been so obsessed with stories, and I post on my story at least once a day, or that's my goal. And I've been getting so close to 10,000 followers, which we actually hit on Easter. So thank you all so much for that. It was like such a great Easter, and reaching 10,000 followers just topped it off. So now that I'm at 10,000 followers, like, I've hit my goal and I'm ready to set new goals from here. But a lot of the past few months, I have been really studying Instagram to try to reach this goal. And now that I have, I thought I would share my tips along with my Uncle Ron's on, you know, how to get started with Instagram and grow from there. So my uncle used to live in Pittsburgh, but now lives in Florida with his wife, my lovely aunt. And he started an Instagram when he got his RV, his leisure travel van. And he wanted to start RVing and traveling and documenting his experiences and his travels. And so that's why he started this Instagram. And he started with a blank slate. He learned so much on his own. And it's just a great example of how you can be self-taught at any age about any topic. So he's a great inspiration. And I think you all will really love all of the strategies and tips we talk about. So let's go ahead and get started with the episode. Hey, Ron, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I'm so excited to talk to you today about Instagram, about strategies and how you've grown your following. I personally think it's amazing, and I'm just so happy for you that you've grown it to over 1,000 followers, almost 1,400 now in just the 5 months. And yeah, I think you have some great simple strategies that will work great for the listeners today. So first, I want to talk about why you started an Instagram and maybe a little bit about yourself too. Like, what do you do? What are some of your hobbies and why you just wanted to start?
Well, I wanted to start my Instagram because I do a lot of traveling in an RV, my wife and I, and we like to share our stories. And Instagram's a great way of doing that. And also, since I retired about a year ago, I always wanted to have a YouTube channel on how to fix things with your RV and little life tips. And that's another great way of building an audience before you launch something, if you get a good Instagram following.
Right. Because you previously, before this Instagram, had no following, no other social medias, and you've kind of just built this audience for yourself. So what would be your first tip?
My first tip is to find your niche. Find out what you're really interested in and who you would want to follow you and you follow them. That's really important.
Guys, I talk about this when starting a YouTube channel. In my Instagram tip videos, I talk about this. Like, you can't cater to everyone on Instagram or everyone on YouTube. You got to figure out your people. And so my people are, you know, high school to college aged girls interested in fashion, entrepreneurship, girl boss. And for Ron, it's travel and RVing.
Correct.
Right. So you have to find the niche, the genre that you want to go into, and then also put out content about that niche, right?
Oh, absolutely. Your content at first has to be, you really have to work on your content first. And with your post, you want to have good stories explaining why you're posting it, and good stories that help people understand what you're trying to do.
This also can be known as just adding longer captions and adding value to your Instagram. So for you, your value is storytelling. So kind of, can you go through like how your brain, as you figure out the picture and then the story to go with it?
Yeah, usually when I do a post, not all the posts, but most of my posts usually has a good story with it. Like one of them, I have the black and white Cinderella castle, and I told a story what happened to us years ago there. That was actually really good. A lot of people enjoyed it because it made them think, well, yes, I got to get on with my life. I got to have fun. I got to enjoy. So I try to give stories, good stories with my posts that happen to be on my travels.
Yes. And that's perfect, because if you have, you know, a
a pretty decent sized story in your captions. That's a lot of words for people to read, and maybe not everyone is going to read it. Maybe they'll just like or scroll by. But if someone is reading the story or your long captions, it's keeping them on your page longer. And Instagram notices that. They notice that, oh, someone's really staying on RV Living My Dreams page. And so they must be doing something good. And so I've started implementing this recently, is adding, I don't tell stories, but I, well, sometimes I tell stories, but a lot of times I'll give like motivation in my captions.
I get a lot of people that read some of my stories and actually thank me. Mm-hmm. They say, thanks for sharing. That's a great lesson I learned. But a lot of people are very pleased to read a good story.
I love it. So what's another one of your tips for starting out? So we have find your niche, get that good content, and then add value in your captions.
Right. And yes, exactly. And then another good tip is follow people that have your niche. Interact with who you're following. It's not a one-way street. If you like them to look at your stuff and like your stuff, you have to do the same for them. And that's why it's really important to follow people with the same interest you have, because then you'll enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I know you've built some like good relationships on Instagram just through being a good person on Instagram.
Yes.
And liking their stuff and commenting and showing that you're there, not just a ghost follower.
Correct. That, absolutely. Absolutely.
So next, let's dive into your hashtag strategy, because I know there's a lot of different opinions out there on hashtags, and we're not saying that ours is right, but this is the hashtag strategy that has worked for Ron, and I'll tell what's worked for myself too, that you all can try.
Well, the hashtags I use, I think you get 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to use, at first I try to use all of them, and it's usually hashtags around travel or RV, like RV living, RV life, full-time RVing, because those are the people I want to attract to my site and eventually attract to my YouTube channel. So that's important to use those hashtags that are your big interest.
I actually really need to work on my hashtags, because I find I put these hashtags that I think will do well, and then if I actually look under those hashtags and click on them, the posts that I'm posting aren't related really to those hashtags. So I know you interact with the hashtags too. You interact with new followers,
right,
and then you go under the hashtags that you're posting in and interact with those and really see what's working for you.
And really another important point is you have 30 hashtags. Like if you go hashtag travel, there's a lot of posts on there, so your post will only last up in the top for maybe 10 minutes. So you might want to throw some hashtags in where there's not a lot of posts, so your posts and stories will be up there a lot longer, so you get a better chance of a variety of people seeing your posts.
Exactly. I've heard the ratio that you want to post if you're starting out, like under 1,000 followers or so. Hashtags that have around 15,000 or under 100,000 posts are really good. You can do hashtags like hashtag Selvi with 1,000,000 posts, but you're probably not going to get found as well on that as you would a hashtag with a lower amount of posts, which
yes,
is what you just said.
Sure.
And something else we figured out together is that you don't want to put the same list of hashtags under every photo, because Instagram actually picks up on that and they will take you off the hashtags.
Yes, they will. They will punish you for a week or so. That's what I like to say. They punish me. So yeah, you have to change them up. There are a handful of hashtags that I always use, but I put them in different orders. What I do is I actually have them pasted and then I change them up and make sure. And sometimes though, when you're doing a hashtag, I do a certain RV, but if I'm going to talk about another RV, I definitely want to take that hashtag of the one hashtag off.
Mm-hmm.
That represents another RV. So sometimes you got to think, do I really want to put this post on this hashtag?
Right. So that could work with like brands too. So if you usually use the hashtag Urban Outfitters, because that's kind of your style, and then you post a picture where you're wearing all clothes from Brandy Melville, you won't want to still put the hashtag Urban Outfitters. So you really got to cater it to your picture. So how many minutes a day or hours a day do you spend on Instagram and working on your Instagram to really, you know, be consistent with your growing and with your following?
I actually think my posts stop pretty good. I pretty much think what posts I'm going to do. Sometimes I'll have like 5 or 6 posts in advance. I know what I'm doing. Sometimes I don't. But on an average, probably 10 minutes on actually working on my posts and writing the story. But a lot of times I'll figure out what post I'm going to do, what picture or video, and then I go into my notes section of my phone and then actually just create the story and save it and then eventually put them both together. That's 10 minutes doing a post, roughly, but then throughout the day, I look at the people I follow and look at their content.
Right, right. I know we all get sucked into that Instagram like black hole where you just start with just a quick little check and then you're on there for 30 minutes. So one other thing I've noticed with your Instagram and how you've been so consistent and growing is you post quite often. So how many times a week do you try to post?
I try to post every 24 hours. I like to try to do one post. And that is important because sometimes there are people I want to follow that posts 8 times a day and I want to interact and that's just too many for me. So I like to stay around one post, maybe 2 a day, but mainly one. Mm-hmm. And that way people know that they're going to look at one post and like it or if not like it, one of the two.
Right, right. I think that's a great amount for people starting out because the more content you have, the easier it is for people to find you. And so if you're putting out, you know, one post a day, I tell YouTubers to put out at least one video a week, then yeah, you have more content for people to find. And so what's a piece of motivation, lastly, that you would want to give to starting Instagrammers who've been working on Instagram for a while and just haven't seen growth? And what would you say?
Well, first off, don't be scared of this. This is actually a great tool to meet people with the same interests. And so I just started 5 months ago. I knew nothing about this. And the learning curve was a little tough at first for me. But then you just kind of feel like you really know what you're doing. And if you really enjoy doing it and really love what you're posting about, it's actually fun to do.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. If you go into it not expecting followers, not scared, just looking to, you know, create relationships and friendships with, like you said, other people who have same interests as you. That's really the point of social media, is just interact with people, like-minded people that you wouldn't get to normally interact with, you know, just in your town. Here's a quick recap of all the tips for you guys if you want to write them down. First is to find your niche and create good quality content in that niche. Next is to add value to your captions. So tell stories, give motivation, gives people a reason to read your captions, not just a set of emojis. Number 3 is to follow others and interact with them in your niche. So whoever you're following, whoever follows you, interact with them. Number 4 is to figure out a hashtag strategy that works for you. Ron recommends to do all 30 hashtags, to switch them up and make them specific to the picture. And number 5 is just motivation. You know, it only takes 10 minutes a day and you can just work on it little by little. And don't be scared. Just, you know, it's a free thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely free. And it's just a fun thing to kind of get into. So you guys can definitely do it. All right. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you for having me on. I had a great time.
Okay, good. And if you guys want to go follow his Instagram or you know someone who would like his kind of pictures too, I will have the link in the show notes on hannahashton.com under podcasts, or you can look up RV_living_my_dream.
That's right.
Awesome.
And hope to see you out there.
So I hope you all learned some new tips or ideas or strategies for your Instagrams. And now I just wanted to highlight a review that I received on iTunes and kind of like a listener spotlight, if you will. And so if you want to be in the listener spotlight, just go to iTunes, leave a rating, and write a review. And I will be so, so, so thankful, because it's really just how you help out the show, help us get found by more amazing boss babes. So this review is by According to Anna, and it says, "Hannah is always so entertaining to listen to. She's so young, but wise beyond her years. I watch every single video, so the podcast is definitely a great addition." Thank you so much, Anna, I'm guessing. I don't read these to be narcissistic or anything. I really just wanted to showcase how others are enjoying the show and to get everyone more engaged. And if you share on your Instagram stories a screenshot of you listening, and I'd love to reply and chat with you about whatever you want to chat about. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next Friday. Bye!